WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
One of the great things about summer in the bluegrass is spending time outside. It's a great way to stay active, reduce stress, and get some vitamin D. But it's also important to make sure our skin is protected. My guest today is going to talk about just that. Dr. John DeRosio is the Chief of Pediatric Hematology Oncology at the University of Kentucky. John, thank you very much for talking with me today. It has been a while since you and I chatted, and I recently read a piece you did for UK Now about what we should be thinking about in these summer months when we go outside as it pertains to being exposed to the sun. And I guess we can never talk enough about that. Can you tell us a little bit about what we should be looking out for and what precautions we should be taking?
Yeah, so sunlight, as it turns out, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, right? You need it to make vitamin D in your body. If you don't have enough vitamin D, your bones get weak and you get this disease called rickets. But you don't need that much sun to prevent that. And the problem with sunlight also is that it has this thing called ultraviolet radiation in it. And there's, you know, no way to be out in the sunshine without also getting exposed to ultraviolet radiation. UV radiation or ultraviolet radiation is a carcinogen. And so it's absolutely linked with at least three different kinds of skin cancers, melanoma being the worst one, you know, because that one can that one causes the most deaths from skin cancers. But, you know, your skin, your risk of UV damage and skin cancer is directly proportional to your skin phototype. So the darker your skin is naturally, the more melanin it has in it. And melanin acts as a sunblock, basically, that is in your skin. So people with very dark skin, they need a lot more sun to like get a sunburn. They probably have at least a 20-fold less incidence of skin cancers than very fair-skinned people. So what I like to tell people is understand your skin phototype and just judge and, you know, use that as a basis to kind of, you know, ration your sun exposure, you know, accordingly. So if you're very fair-skinned and you get sunburned a lot instead of tan, that correlates with melanoma risk for sure. So don't be out in the sun without sun protection. Wear sunscreen. Wear rash guards, you know, try to stay in the shade, do things. I'm not saying never go out in the sun. I'm just saying understand your risk and do something about it.
Yeah, and I read something recently where, especially for those who are fair-skinned, it doesn't really take a whole lot of time in direct sunlight to begin to do some damage.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And so, we have this response called the tanning response, which is a very interesting physiologic response. It's your skin is exposed to the sun. This is how you get a tan, right? Whether you're in natural in sunlight or at a UV tanning bed kind of a thing. And that damage to the skin is actually the thing that starts the cascade to cause the skin to tan. It involves a hormone called melanocyte stimulating hormone. It goes, you know, from your superficial skin cells called keratinocytes down into the melanocytes, which is deeper in the skin, which are deeper in the skin. And those are the ones that make the pigment melanin, and it can ramp it up, you know, and give you a tan. Like when you go down to Florida or Hawaii in the winter, you know, there's not a lot of sun up here in the winter months. But when you get out of that and go to a UV rich environment, you come back tan if you spend a week or two down there, right? And that tan only lasts for 3-4 weeks and then it goes away, right? And that's because your skin is actually, and your body is actually programmed in a very precise way to kind of get more tan if you're getting more sun to protect itself from that damage.
And when we wear a barrier, let's say a long sleeve shirt, a hat, long sleeve pants, is there any particular fabric we need to be thinking about? Are any long sleeves or long pants good enough, or can sun still get through some of those?
I mean, you know, I think it depends more on the weave, the tightness of the weave, right? I think that most of the fabrics that people use, you know, as clothing or as protection are going to have, the ability to block ultraviolet radiation. But if something's very loosely you know, interwoven or very see-through, then I wouldn't expect that to be a very good sunblock.
And we hear a lot about SPF. Let's say we're going out in our bathing suit and we're going to be out in the sun for a while. I'm assuming that not all sunblock products are the same. What is SPF and what should we be looking for in sunblock?
Yeah, so sun protection factor is what SPF stands for. And if you got an SPF of 30, basically it means that when you're wearing that product appropriately, and that's a key thing here, you got to put it on as instructed in the right amount and also refresh it from time to time, particularly if you're swimming or, you know, going to be doing activities where you're sweating and a lot of that's coming off. That means you can get, you know, if it's an SPF of 30, you can get 30 times more time outdoors than someone who's not wearing it and get the same sun exposure.
Well, John, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about being safe out in the sun?
I think, you know, I'm a pediatrician, I'm a pediatric oncologist, and I don't see that many melanomas in children, thankfully. But certainly, as a pediatrician, I just want to say skin from children is much more sensitive. And so as much as you should be aware of, you know, your sun safety and your sun behaviors as an adult, think about it even more as for your children. Children spend a lot of time outside, which is great. You know, you don't want them just planted in front of video games all day. You want them out and exercising and being normal, healthy, active kids. But just remember that their skin is even more sensitive than adult skin. It's thinner. And the UV exposure in childhood has been correlated with cancer risk later in adulthood, only because, you know, sometimes that exposure to a carcinogen takes decades to kind of turn into a cancer. And so if you get it when you're 5-8 years old, you have decades typically for that to kind of turn into cancer. So that's what I would say.
My thanks today to Dr. John D'Orazio, Chief of Pediatric Hematology Oncology at the University of Kentucky, for talking with us about skin safety while outdoors in the sun. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.